We are now in Simin Shinun Ches Sif Beis. We are up to the Ramah. The case was that you had a big lot, you surrounded it with mechitzis, so there you're not allowed to carry because it was not hukaf ledira. Then you went and built a house inside it. You now want to make for the mechitzis to be a hukaf ledira. How do you do that? So far we had halacha that you should go ahead and make sure that you replace more than 10 amas worth of the mechitza. Says the Ramah, Vimkosha olav lifrotz hakosel. What happens if it's difficult for you to knock down the wall? You can't knock down the wall. Yeshomim liyuchel lahaniach ofreitz lakosel. Some say that you can go and build up the ground next to the wall. Ad sheyismar hakosel migova yud, in a way that the wall will not be protruding above the dirt 10 tfachim. Verochav ha'ofer rochav midalid boruch yuramis boruch hakosel, and this the dirt is at least 4 amis wide, so you can stand on it. Otherwise, it doesn't count for the length of 10 amis. Vim ein begova ofer eser im kein avikilu parat sham hakosel shlo nishisham gova es alamala min ofer ke davika karkos hakarfif. Or even if the offer is not 10 tfachim, at least it's got to be in a way that you didn't leave the wall to be 10 tfachim. So what do you do? So you go and adjacent to the wall, you just pile up a bunch of dirt till the wall is no longer 10 tfachim high. Then you remove the dirt, and this time you've recreated the wall, and you've done it l'shem dira. Va'afim chozer v'lokeach misham acher keina offer hol abitlo sham shabbos achas. Now the Ramah has a problem here, because if your intent was to take it away, then you weren't mevatlet there. So how does it cover the wall? It's just you put some dirt next to the wall, but it's still a wall. See, he says if you're mevatlet there for one Shabbos, that is good enough. V'yesh cholkin. The offer lo have a bitl elim kain ein osid lefanoso liolam, and some are cholik and they say that it's got to be that you do that forever. The problem is if you do that forever, then we don't have this eitz anymore, because the eitz will only work to revival the wall, and then take it away so the wall as it reappears is as if you've built it. So according to this sheet, it wouldn't work. Now, the halacha lagabi this shaila is like the first shita. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the gra is cholik. This whole eitza that the Ramah is bringing is from the Trumas Hadeshen. The gra has two problems with it. His first problem with it is, if you build up the dirt to 10 amis, then you now have a tail hamislaket. To 10 tfachim. You have a tail hamislaket. We're talking about within 4 amis, it goes up to 10 tfachim. The halachi is that in itself counts as a wall. So you aren't mevatel the wall. You just add it to the wall. That's his first problem. His second problem is that the halachi is that, let's say you have a wall that's built not ladira. Then you build a second wall that is ladira, and the second wall falls down. The halachi is it goes back li yisuro. Because the existing wall is only there, not l'shem dira. So he asks, here too, I have a wall, it's not l'shem dira, I'm a vatlit, then I take away the dirt. So I'm left with that same wall again, which was not hukaf l'dira. What changed? That's the gros kasha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you cannot compare the two, because over there, you didn't touch the wall. The wall was still there, you just built a second one. Here you were mevatl the wall. So it's as if you created a new one afterwards. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah seems very, although he is being metaritz the Trumas Hadeshen, he does bring very strongly that the Gra is cholek with this halacha, and that this Eitzah really is not the way to go. Thank you.